Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I mentioned the other day about how difficult it can be to be surrounded by people who may be close in proximity to you, but in every other way imaginable, they couldn't be different. They might as well be an entirely different species. They might as well be an entirely different alien entity than you. And so I thought of a question as I was drinking some matcha earlier. It's my drink of choice. Coffee's great, but it's not as good as matcha in my opinion. Well, my question of the day, my friends, is this. How do you cope with reality? A line that jumps out to me when I discuss the concept of reality is the line from Thanos in Infinity War, where you first encounter the Reality Stone, and it's used on Gamora. And he says, "Is that sympathy I sense in you, daughter? I knew somewhere in your heart you still cared." And then he emerges from the shadows. And he says, "Reality is often disappointing." And then he flexes the Infinity Stone and he says, "But now, reality can be whatever I want." My friends, I care to wager to you right now that most people, they wish they had that power. In fact, they wield it when they don't have the authority to do so. So many people, every person to an extent, has to put some level of filter on reality because reality is so disappointing at best and disastrous at worst. It's unpolite, it's very politically incorrect, and it's very harsh and unforgiving. That's why a lot of us who see reality for what it is, we don't have a lot of friends, we're not the good time Charlie, we're not the guys that you naturally assume are, you know, fun and have big friend circles. We're oftentimes on the fringe of society. We're often alone with the dog, or we have associates but not a lot of friends, and we like to drink alcohol, or we like to smoke weed, or whatever it is. There's some kind of substance or some kind of way that we cope with the realities we live with. And the reason we need to do this a lot of times, and I'm not justifying it, I'm not trying to enable anybody. What I'm saying is to deal with the willful and blissfully ignorant entities that all surround us, whether they be people we know, people we see on the street, people we meet on the internet. This is an unavoidable fact for a lot of us who choose to see what is there instead of focusing on what could be if only X, Y, or Z took place. And it's often the worst with people who are in our family, people who are very important to us in our lives. You know, I've told on the show a couple of times how doing this show, how holding these beliefs has affected my life. And I don't intend to make this show about me because it's not about me. This philosophy of biblical bachelorism, this philosophy of the red pill, it's bigger than me and will always be bigger than me because this is not just about me. This is about you. This is about all of us. There are not many of us. This is a small club who choose to see what is there and deal with the now and what is there instead of focusing on if only this person was in power, if only these people weren't around, if only this was the law, if only these people thought this way, if only this was implemented, then the world would be better. And in their minds, that's how it should be. And so therefore, that is how it must become. And that's how it is. Unfortunately, or I would argue fortunately for us, we have a different mentality. We see the garbage. We see the sewage. We see the disgusting and horrible realities that surround us, whether it's around finances, politics, religion, women, you name it. All of it is part and parcel of this philosophy that is the antidote to your suffering. Like all good medicine, it's not laced with sugar. There's not high fructose corn syrup, none of that garbage in it. It has just active ingredients that will fix your problems and help solve and fill the prescription. Now, my friends, the problem is a lot of us, we have a hard time coping. And I'll out myself right now, and I'll tell you, it's not easy. This show helps a lot. If, you know why I do the show every day? Sometimes more than once. The days I don't do this show, whether it's camera, no camera, a lot of times when I don't do it, I feel almost like mentally constipated. I cannot not do the show because I love doing this. It's as if I'm sitting down with you and we're having a conversation. Because I know this might sound like I'm a kind of a schizoid or a schizophrenic or whatever. I'm not. But when I look at the world, I can almost hear the responses of people who would agree and they'll see things the way I see them, which is far and few between. Because most people, they want to fit in. They want to be the member of the herd instead of being a wolf. Because that's dangerous. So then it's more safe to be a member of the herd than it is to go out there in the wilderness, make themselves irreplaceable, make themselves established, and to permanently establish themselves as a person who is a menace to society, not because he cultivates mayhem, but because he knows what has true meaning. He knows when to mobilize and when to move away. He understands what is at stake, who is behind it, but like many wise men, is unappreciated in his time. I think it was Van Gogh. I know it's pronounced Van Gogh, but he was known to most as Van Gogh. When Van Gogh was painting in his time, he was not appreciated for the mastermind he is today. When he was painting back in the day, he actually was put into a mental hospital, I believe, in France, where a psychiatrist came up to him and held up one of his paintings to his face, and he said, "How many of these have you sold? Like, how many of your paintings have you sold?" And he said, "None." Psychiatrist looked at him and he said, Mr. Van Gogh, maybe you should stop painting. Because clearly you're not good at it. If you were, people would buy your work." And Van Gogh, he paused. He looked the doctor in the eye and he said, "Maybe I'm painting for people who have not been born yet." And a lot of us, we have that philosophy right now. We are trying to see reality, not so we can explain it to the average normie, the average schmuck walking around with a baseball cap backwards, who doesn't care about who's in the White House. They don't care about who runs the banks. They don't care about who's teaching women this putrid garbage that's going to be fed to the next generation of women. They don't care about who's raising these young men who are statistically going to go into prison if they don't have a father. They're not telling them any of this. Why? Because they won't appreciate it. In the Bible, there's a verse that says, "You should not throw pearls before swine." Well, that is what exactly you are doing by explaining to people or attempting to convert them to your way of thinking. You are doing that very thing. You are throwing pearls before swine. You are trying to give an antidote to the ignorance, but they will not take it. You know, when I was drinking my coffee or my matcha, it's usually when I have some of the best thoughts of the day. And one of the thoughts I had was, after watching the opening to the Olympics, which was the most putrid rubbish I've ever seen in my life, disgusting, horrible, direct garbage, making fun of Jesus like that made me sick. And as soon as it happened, I thought to myself, you know what? They wouldn't have the guts to make fun of Muhammad or Moses, as they shouldn't, but they would never do it. Because immediately all the front groups would come out and say, "Oh, this is horrible, blah, 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 I'm suing. And so they didn't do that. My friends, these are what's called soft targets. A lot of the normies, they pick on soft targets. They pick on guys like us who see reality. They call us incels. They castigate us. They give us a label, the very things they say they hate. Don't give us a label and write us off. Whether it's the LGBTQ people or the normie auction thief with the baseball cap backwards who cares more on who's on first than who's on their daughter in the backseat of their car or who's in the White House or who's taking care of their money. They don't care about those things. Why? Because they haven't been told to care. Most people have to be told to do things. They never left third grade where the teacher told them to pack their lunch. Teacher told them to pack their backpack. Teacher told them to go to recess, to sit still in class. A lot of people, they still need to be told what the hell to do. They don't know how to think freely. They don't know how to think for themselves. They don't know how to come up with anything that's anywhere near original. Nothing. They would rather bask in their own ignorance. I think it was H.P. Lovecraft who actually said, he was a horror writer from the 20th century. I actually like a lot of his work, by the way. It's very misunderstood, very interesting, but I digress. His quote was, he actually believed ignorance to be one of the best things for a human to experience. Why? Because it kept them in the dark to the horrible realities that were beyond his comprehension. And I think he had a point. Do I think there are really crazy, larger than our universe entities out there? I mean, I'm inclined to say no. But at the end of the day, it's thought-provoking. That's the whole point. It's easy to be ignorant and think about nothing but who's on first base, what you're going to eat tonight, what your favorite celebrity is doing, or what TV show you want to watch. That's easy. Anybody can do that. Not everybody can think about, how can I improve? What are some pre-held notions that I have not questioned? What are some things that others taught me or even that I've picked up over the years and I've never questioned? I've never asked myself why. I've never delved deeper. You know, I tend to avoid a lot of tough conversations with people, not because I don't want them to understand the truth, but because it's exhausting. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I take the slothful route and I don't have those tough conversations, but it's exhausting. It's like going to get dental work. You just want it to be over with already. You can't stand it. You're just like, oh my God, give me the painkiller and I can't take it anymore. It's the same thing to be said with religious people, overly passionate political people who are not even intelligent. They're just dumb. And man, I'm telling you, it's all about coping. If you can't learn how to cope with these things, then it's all too easy to fold. It's all too easy to fall in line. Because that's what you're going to subconsciously do. And so we need to compare notes. I think we need to have a conversation. What do you do to cope with the normies in your life? What do you do to cope with the sewage and the propaganda that you see on the news, on social media, that you hear from your so-called friends and family? How do you cope with this stuff? How do you deal with it? Because you got to decompress somehow. You can't just bottle it up forever. You got to find a release somehow. What do? Do you go to the jerk shack? Do you go to the pub? Do you go to the gym? What do you do? Do you find a shrink and talk about your problems? I mean, what do you do? Because at the end of the day, we have to compare notes on this. There has to be a healthy way for us to get through this. It's not easy. Is anything worth doing is hard. And if you don't have haters, you don't have people naysaying you, you don't have people telling you you're wrong, then you haven't done shit. Because all you've done is just take the classic pill of whatever your quack shrink puts you on or whatever people tell you, then you're just like another schmuck. That's all. The whole thing is so dumb to me that you would not question these notions that are put in your head. I mean, I lived that way and I was miserable. Now I question everything and arguably I'm still miserable. But at least now I see things the way they're supposed to be seen. And I'm sure I'll learn more as time goes on because there's always more to learn. You know, one of the schools of communism was a guy named Leon Trotsky. And his philosophy of communism was the revolution was never complete. The war was never over. And while I don't consider myself a communist because I actually love capitalism and the track record of communism is a mountain of skulls and not a mountain of cash for anybody outside the dictator who's sitting on top of the skulls like, I don't know, the guy, like Daenerys would sit on the Iron Throne in Game of Thrones, I'm inclined to believe that we need to have the same mentality in the red pill, that the quest is never done. Our quest for truth is never done. The definition of philosophy is the pursuit of truth. And a lot of us, we want to just find the truth that's convenient, or we want to have a small dose of the truth and just enough to say we've seen it. And I don't blame you if you go through periods of that. I think we all do that. But we have to learn how to cope so that we can then take that next dose of truth, and we won't let ourselves fall by the wayside. We won't let it destroy us. In the same way that we go to the gym to break down our muscle tissue, to build it back better, instead of getting ourselves injured and destroying it completely, we need to have the same way with our brain. We need to destroy it a little bit to build it back better with the truth, instead of sitting back and letting it break us every time. We have to find a way to cope. We have to find out a way so that we can explain it to people who ask. Not so we can convert them, but so that we can question our own convictions and if needed, revisit them so that then we can learn something new or validate what we already know to be true all over again. My friends, again, the question of the day was, how do you cope with reality? And I think it's important for you to share how you cope with reality, to share how you've dealt with it, whether you're 45, 50, 15, or 25. I think it's important for us all to compare notes, to figure out how we deal with this unfortunate and oftentimes resenting reality we all deal with. Because the more we see a reality, the less we're inclined to be anything but cynical, the less we are to talk about the things we see, because we know that the people around us are only going to castigate or misunderstand us. I make it my goal to always hear out people, even if I think they're completely cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, I still listen. Why? Because maybe amongst the sewage, there's a small little... Imagine being a miner from the 19th century gold rush days. Imagine you're panning for gold in the river and you get rock, 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 sand, 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 and then you get one little nugget of gold amongst that entire day's worth of going through the stream with your little bucket, with your little filter there. You need to have the same mentality when it comes to people. You might go through all this disgusting, worthless trash you got to throw away, but then you might find one little ingot of gold and it will be all been worth it. My friends, I encourage you to not give up in your pursuit of truth. I convince you and implore you to never give up, to always push forward, and always keep yourself accountable. Always test what you believe to be true. My friends, take care of yourselves. I plan to put out another episode, but more of a video episode. I know I haven't been doing as many of those as I need to, as I probably should be doing, but I'm not going to make excuses. It's just been the way it is. But I'm planning on fixing that. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Again, please answer the question. I'm not just asking it for effect. I really want to know how you cope with reality and what you do every day to deal with it. Till then, I'm out of here. Peace.